Hello, I'm Taryn Keller, and throughout the duration of this podcast, I am going to be reading an essay that I wrote on rap culture. During this essay, I address 4 songs. When I quote these songs, there will be explicit language. And at the end of reading the essay, I will play one of the songs. So let's get started. When most people in society think of rap, a general assumption is usually made that the artists are thugs or drug dealers. With no respect for women. However, recently, rap culture has changed, yet society still sees rap the same as it did before. Although some artists are still thugs and may not respect women, some of the most popular artists in the rap industry currently have released songs with verses that show respect towards women and even consent. The 4 songs that will be focused on in this essay are Thief in the Night by rapper Young Thug, full name Jeffrey Lamar Williams, as well as Freestyle by rapper Lil Baby, full name Dominique Jones. The other song is I Am Who They Say I Am by rapper NBA Youngboy, full name Contrell Deshaun Galden, featuring Kevin Gates, who raps the verse that will be referred to. The last one started out on Saturday Night Live as a skit. It turned into a song featuring artist Lil Wayne, full name Dwayne Michael Carter Jr., and Future, full name Navadius Demean Wilburn. This is titled Permission. The first song, Thief in the Night, was released as a solo on October 31st, 2015 to advertise Thug's mixtape, which would drop 1 month later, titled Slime Season 2. However, since this was just a mixtape, it was released for free, so no album sales can be shown. However, the video that Thug posted of the song on his YouTube channel has 38 million views, showing just how popular the song was. The verse in the song that refers to consent is, like a thief in the night, I take anything but some pussy. However, it is not just one verse. It is the chorus repeated many times throughout the song and reiterating consent and Young Thug's belief of it. The project was one of Thug's most popular to date. At the time of its release, Thug was just an up-and-coming rapper. Now, however, he's at the top of the current rap game. And his newest album, even featuring Elton John in a remake of John's Rocket Man, titled High. Thug received praise from Elton, showing just how big and culturally influential of an artist Young Thug is. The next song, Freestyle, a freestyle that Lil Baby put on his 3rd mixtape in 2017. This being a mixtape as well, it was released free, so no album sales could be recorded. The song was the most popular on the mixtape, with 171 million views on YouTube. Although it did not reach the Billboard Top 100 charts, it peaked at number 9 on the Bubbling Under Hot 100 Singles chart. Lil Baby and many current rappers use ad-libs while singing, and the song, one of the ad-libs used by Lil Baby is, "If she won't fuck, I won't make her." Showing another successful and popular rapper supporting importance of consent. This song jump-started Lil Baby's career, helping get popular artist Drake to appear on one of his songs, yes indeed, reaching 3rd on the Billboard Top 100 charts. In a society now that is really pushing consent and taking sexual harassment more seriously than before, popular rappers can help shape the minds of listeners with positive images. Rapper NBA Youngboy is a very popular up-and-coming rapper, releasing music for the first time at 16 years old, only 3 years ago. Getting Outside Today, song from his most recent project, Until Death Call My Name, on the Billboard Top 100, peaking at 31. The song I Am Who They Say I Am was released last month as a single on YouTube. The song has 15 million views. Towards the end of the song, Kevin Gates, an older rapper who helped Youngboy get into rap, says, "Don't wanna fuck me, I won't argue, baby, oh well." Once again, showing a level of respect towards consent. NBA Youngboy has been in the top 7 most viewed artists on YouTube for 94 weeks straight, while appearing at number 1 numerous times as well, showing just how popular he is and how many people see his messages in each song. Side note, this song also has just went gold certified. It was not gold when I wrote this essay, but it is now certified gold, just 1 week later. Continuing on, the final song, Permission, on Saturday Night Live as they posted on their YouTube channel. The Booty Kings, Chris Redd and Keenan Thompson, Uncle Butt, P. Davidson, Lil Wayne, and Future rap about how much they love women and consent. The song starts with the actor singing in a club and then asking two girls to dance. The girls reject them, and the two simply respond, "Cool, have a good night." The girls are confused and ask why they're actually respecting what they said. Then the two respond, "Times have changed. We're on some new respectful stuff now." Then they start singing again. The first verse, "Shake your booty if you want. It's your choice." When one of the actors gets a solo verse, he says, "I'm on a mission for that booty, but I need permission." Throughout the first part of the song, while the actors rap, it is just small, simple rhymes like the one above with another thing about respect or consent. The first rapper to appear is Future, and his part was quite the same, except his rhymes and flow were better than the actors. One very good verse of his was, "I'm bound to have respect, boundaries, ooh. On the hunt for consent like a bounty, ooh." Then to end his verse, Hendrix, "Steal your girl but only with permission." Hendrix is a name in which Future refers to himself while rapping. Future is a very popular artist with 75 songs on the Billboard Top 100, as well as having two songs reach top 10. In number 5 with his hit song Mask Off in 2017, appearing for the first time in the top 10 with Lil Wayne and Love Me. Lil Wayne also appearing with him on the Saturday Night Live. Lil Wayne has the last verse on the song. While he speaks on consent, he also speaks on safe sex and being equal in women, with women, both never thought to be in a rap song. His first verse, he speaks on safe sex, saying, "Before we get emotional, I'm putting on protection." Next, simply speaking, respect is the game. However, his last verse is the most influential. He says, "Respect the lady, so I treat her like an equal." Lil Wayne could be the most influential artist for the rap industry since he started. Wayne dropped his first album at the age of 16 in 1999 and is still relevant and releasing music today. By many across the rap industry and rap listeners, he is also considered the GOAT, an acronym for the greatest of all time. Some could debate this, but this man literally has a commercial advertising Amazon's Alexa artificial intelligence saying, "Alexa, play the GOAT," in which Alexa proceeds to play a song of his. How big of an influence on the rap game Lil Wayne is, this one song could change many views on rap. Never before has there been a rap song 100% about consent and respecting women. Although the song was taken like a joke since Saturday Night Live is a comedic show, it is still very big and important. The platform and amount of viewers that tune into the show also broadcast the image to many more, possibly influencing them. Music influences people in many ways, especially teenagers, and teenagers are the main listeners of rap music. An article by author Cian Lincoln tells of the influence music has on teenagers, saying, "Music is integral to the creation and evolution of their youth cultural biographies and works as a soundtrack to their social lives." As well as helping teenagers develop, a study on music therapy shows that music was one of the most effective ways to cope with depression and other mental illnesses in teens. Another study done on why people listen to music shows that most people listen to music to regulate their mood. Now, if people are listening to rap in which promotes violence or disrespectfulness, that could put them in a mood for those actions. However, rap as shown above is not about those type of things. The culture of rap matters because it is shaping a majority of our youth, with the huge effect that music has on adolescents. Anything that is in the songs, they're going to soak it up and retain that information. The way rap culture is changing towards a more respectable vibe, it will help shape our future adults and men to be respecting of women. The popularity of the artist making this music means the effect it is leaving is even larger. Now more than ever, rap is portraying a good message to listeners. The songs addressed in this essay show an understanding of consent and respectfulness, which are two good qualities for our youth to grow up with. That is the end of my essay, and I am now going to play Permission as performed on Sunday Night Live 1 month ago today.
Leg out. You're just gonna respect our wishes?
Hell yeah.
Times have changed.
We on some new respectful stuff. So shake that booty. If you wanna drop that booty, it's your time. If you would wanna touch your booty, we will respect your voice. Pop that booty. If you feel it, drop it low. If you insist, we gon' treat that booty right. Cause we allies in this bitch. I'm on a mission for that ass, but first I need
permission.
Show the kid walking straight by my whip. Yeah, I rolled down my window, but I ain't saying shit. Cause I learned it. And I'm growing. No, what they do? Hoes is people too. Oh, I shouldn't say hoes.
We can't call bitches hoes no more.
Oh, well, what am I supposed to call them then?
Oh, they got names.
Yo, my mom got a name. She do got a name. Hey, girl, I know about nine. Thank you for that, man. Appreciate that. Yeah, we need that kind of pushback in our life. Need that pushback.
Elaborate, Uncle Butt.
Raw, raw, yeah, yeah. Shot a call when I get blocked off.
Booty check on future. Brooke, stay ready. Appreciate you, lady. Like a trap with spaghetti. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm about to have respect. Boundaries, ooh. Stay on the hunt for consent like a bounty, ooh. And this love talk. And this love booty. When she bring me both, you know we make a movie. Like this camera action. Video, send me. And extend your girl. But only with her permission.
All right, that is the end of that song and the end of my podcast. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.